You know, Halloween is full of lots of science wonders. You just have to look. And Michael, this is for you. You can hang on to it. In fact, some of the science that you see on Halloween is right in front of your very nose, right?
Yeah.
What is this?
A mask.
A mask. But really what I want to know is, I want to know what the mask is made of, because that's what we're going to study today with our science. What is the mask made
it's
out
like
of?
Rubber or something.
Rubber feels like plastic or rubber. You probably have heard of latex before, right?
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to study today is the latex. So I need to borrow both of your hands, right?
Okay.
So hold your hands out. And how about a little bit of liquid rubber on your hands? Here we go. It's natural rubber called latex. And latex comes from trees. Brazil and Far East, you'll find it in the inner bark of the tree. And it will set up in about 12 hours or so. In fact, if you have a plant like a milkweed plant or a dandelion plant, have you ever busted one of those open? You feel that milky substance?
Yeah.
That's a type of latex. Now, if we let it sit on your hands here for a long, long time, it would set up. Within about 12 hours, you'd feel and you'd be able to peel that probably off of your hands.
Cool.
We don't have 12 hours to rest. So what we need to do is we need to see if we can make it solidify a little bit faster than that. I'll tell you what we're letting dry. Get it close and just smell your hands very carefully. What does it smell like?
Like cleaning stuff.
Cleaning stuff. Yeah. It's called ammonia. And in order to ship the latex so it doesn't solidify when they send it someplace, they put a little bit of ammonia inside. And when that ammonia evaporates, then it starts to coagulate because it's a polymer. And you've heard us talk about polymers before, a long chain of molecules. And so the tiny little globules that you see in there start to hook together and make a long chain. And that's what turns into to the stretchy latex that you see.
Whoa.
Now, we don't have a lot of time, like 12 hours to let you sit here, right? So we need to speed this whole process up, and we can neutralize what we have on your hands. And so if ammonia is a base, we need an acid, and an acid that you'd find around the house, kind of a common acid you'd find in the kitchen. You know what that is?
Maybe vinegar.
Absolutely, it's vinegar. So hold your hand out like this, and let's put just a little bit of vinegar on there, and I want you to tell me what you feel. All right, we'll add just a little bit of the vinegar, and now mix it around in your hands. And tell me what you feel.
Oh, it's like stringy. It's becoming sort of pulling off. And
Keep mixing. And
it's getting like harder and pulling off. Like it's
you're right here, Michael.
Together.
Let's try yours.
Ooh, it's gross.
Good. Now mix it around.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's like
go.
A ball.
Like a milk. Like
you right, say that again. It's
like milk. It's
you're
like.
Right?
You know,
ooh, look at this. Look
cheese.
At this. It's like, whoa.
Like rubber.
So let's take what we learned about the science of latex and learn how to make masks.
But the thing I made is so thick. How can you make a mask that thin?
And you'll notice, absolutely, you'll notice that it's extremely thin here. So they have to make a mold, and I'll show you what the process is. In just a little while, you're going to go visit a mask factory. And what I want you to look for is a mold that looks like this.
Whoa.
That doesn't look like a lot on the outside, but on the inside, they've formed all the necessary indentations to make a mask, a skull. And so here's what they're gonna do. They'll take the latex and pour the latex inside, and we wouldn't wanna let it harden, right? Because if it hardened completely,
it'd just be solid.
Yeah.
It'd be solid like this, and could you pull it back out again?
No.
You couldn't. So as soon as they pour it in, the outer layer starts to dry, right? The skin, and they'll mm-hmm. know exactly when to dump it out. Maybe 45 minutes to an hour, they'll dump it out, and they'll allow the remaining to dry, and what has to come out? Remember, I said something has to evaporate, right? The mask, but the ammonia, absolutely. And we wouldn't want to neutralize it with the vinegar. They're actually going to let it just naturally evaporate. And take a look at what you get after the 8 hours that you let it dry. You have the latex mask. So remember to keep your eyes open for all the spooky science wonders that Halloween has to offer.